Dachas Sukkah, Peret Beis, Mishnah Beis. Hasemeh Sukkotoi, Bekare Hamita, Shera. Somebody puts his chach on the wall surrounding the bed, if these walls are at least 10 tefachim high, and he puts his chach on top of them, it's kosher. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Im Eina Yecholo Lamoid Bifnei Atzma Psula. It can't stand by itself, it's puzzle. Meaning, that if, when you move the bed, the chach comes with it, then the sukkah is puzzle. As Rabbi Yehuda holds, Sukkah diras kva b'inan. It needs to be a diras kva. And here it's not called a diras kva since it moves the idea of the bed. So what do you have to do? You have to put separate rods in the ground and lean the schach on them. And then when you move the bed, the schach stays where it is. Sukkah hamuduvlela. A sukkah with the schach is misaligned. Meaning one piece of schach is higher, one is lower, one is higher, and one is lower. And since they're misaligned, the sun comes into the sukkah and the sun is more than the shade. So we say it like this. If each piece of schach is at least within 3 tefachim of the next piece, and had they been aligned, then the sail would be more than the cham and the sukkah, then the sukkah is kosher, even though right now they're misaligned and there's more sun than shade. Any time the shade is more than the sun, the sukkah is kosher. Hamu'uva kamin bayis. If you have very thick schach, like a house, even though you can't see the stars through the schach, shera, the sukkah is kosher. But lechatchila, you have to be able to see the kochavim through the schach. But b'di'eved, if you made it real thick, the sukkah is kosher.
Somebody who makes a sukkah on top of a wagon or on top of a boat. The sukkah is kosher, and you can go up in the sukkah on yantar. Now, even though when you make the sukkah in a high place, such as on top of a wagon or on top of a boat, the sukkah is more susceptible to being blown down in the wind. However, if you had made the sukkah strong enough, that had the sukkah been on the ground, it would stay intact and would not blow down from a normal wind, the sukkah would be kosher. And you can go up into the sukkah on yantar since it is mostly to go on a wagon or on a boat, even on yantar. But Rosh Ha'ilan, or Gabi Gomo Ksheira, they know when love yantar. However, if you make the sukkah on top of a tree, or on top of a camel, the sukkah would be kosher, and you can use the sukkah on Chol HaMoed, but on yantar, if you're not allowed to go into the sukkah. As Chazal were Geizer, they decree, they are not allowed to go on top of an animal, or to climb a tree on yantar. So therefore, even though you're going up on the tree or on the animal for a mitzvah to go into your sukkah, you would not be allowed to enter the sukkah on yantar, since you can't get in the sukkah without going on the animal. Or on the tree, the sukkah is only kosher on cholamot. Stayin b'ilam, v'achat b'day adam. O stayin b'day adam, v'achat b'ilam. Kseir, v'ein ol lo b'yantar. If you make the sukkah on top of a tree, and two of the walls are supported by the tree, while a third wall is supported by the ground, you make support for the third wall from the ground. Or the sukkah is on top of a tree, and two of the walls are supported from the ground, while the third wall is being supported by the tree. The sukkah would be kosher. However, you cannot go into the sukkah on yantar, and since at least one of the three walls is supported by the tree, when you go onto the sukkah, it would be as if you're climbing the tree, since the sukkah would fall down if you took away the tree. So you're being supported by the tree, and it's upper to go on a tree and be supported by the tree on yantar. So the sukkah can only be used on cholamot. Shalat b'de'ara v'achat b'ilon k'sherim v'olam l'b'yantim. However, if the sukkah had four walls, and three out of the four walls were supported by the ground, and only the fourth wall was supported by the tree, in such a case, the sukkah is kosher, and you can go into the sukkah on yantim. And even though you're not allowed to climb a tree on yantim, however, if you have a way of getting into the sukkah without climbing the tree, you can jump up into the sukkah. In such a case, you're allowed to sit in the sukkah even on yantar, because it's not as if you're being supported by the tree. And since three out of the four walls are supported by the ground, only the fourth wall is supported by the tree. If you took away the tree, the sukkah would remain intact. So when you're in the sukkah, it's not as if you're being supported by the tree. So it would be mutter to enter the sukkah even on yantar. Zahakla. This is a general rule regarding a sukkah that is on a tree. Koshen nito a'ilah. Anytime you have a sukkah on the tree, and if you would take away the tree, the sukkah would remain intact, it would not fall down. The sukkah is kosher, and you can go into the sukkah on Yatif, and even though you're not going to go onto a tree on Yatif, however, you're not going on the tree, you're going on the sukkah. And even if you would take away the tree, the sukkah would remain intact, since three quarters of the wall are supported by the ground, so therefore you're allowed to enter the sukkah on Yatif if you have a way of getting into the sukkah without climbing the tree.